Police in China have been detaining people as protests against the country's strict COVID measures spread to some of its biggest cities. The demonstrations are an unprecedented challenge to President Xi Jinping, with some calling on him to resign. Let's talk now to William Yang, East Asia correspondent with Deutsche Welle, based in Taiwan. William, thank you very much for taking our call this evening, your time. First of all, what at this stage is known about these protests, how widespread, on what sort of scale, and the response of the authorities?
Right. So the scale of this protest is probably the biggest protest since the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. So it has been many decades since China has ever seen a protest at this scale. And we're talking about protests emerging in major cities across the country, from Beijing, Shanghai, to Guangzhou, Chengdu in the west, and also in some central provinces. And yesterday and the day before, we saw tens of thousands of people in different cities gathering in major public places or university campuses to peacefully call for the government to end the zero COVID strategy and the lockdowns. But at the same time, in some protests, they also call for the Communist Party and the Chinese President Xi Jinping to step down, which is yet another escalation of their protest demands, that especially following Xi Jinping being elected for the third term. And so far, the authorities' response has been increasing the number of police and increasing the number of people being detained and arrested. We have heard that just over the last few hours that multiple arrests have been made in different parts of China, and we're continuing and expecting that to see that rise over the next day or two.
But people are continuing, it would seem then, to turn out on the streets to make their feelings clear, even though official media in China is, well, we understand, isn't reporting this at all.
Yes, exactly. This incident has not been covered or mentioned at all in the Chinese mainstream media. However, there were some private media publishing pieces calling this, describing it as a color revolution with a very strong external forces being exposed. And so this is clearly a traditional way and frame to frame this kind of event in China's eyes, to attribute it to connections to the outside forces. But, you know, like, I think the reason why we have not really seen China directly responding to this is because this protest poses a very significant dilemma facing the Chinese government regarding whether they should still uphold the zero COVID strategy that is so central to Xi Jinping's rule. But at the same time, if they continue that, the Chinese economy is likely going to continue to suffer, and the livelihood of people is going to continue to suffer as well.
So it's not just potentially the COVID situation, the COVID restrictions that could have a destabilizing effect on the regime and on President Xi Jinping's future, but also those that tightening economic situation.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the economic situation has been pretty bad over the last year. We see the economic data coming out of China marking historic low in decades in terms of their economic growth. And the unemployment rate is also almost at the historic high, especially for young people, which is why when we see all these protesters taking it to the street, a huge number of them are university students or young professionals. A lot of them were complaining about they were being laid off because they cannot make it to the office, and their companies had to suspend operation because they simply cannot work under this kind of sudden lockdown scenarios and situations. And so we are seeing a lot of disruption to China's industrial and also economic activities. And if the Chinese government continues to uphold this strategy for a few more months, economists were expecting that China's economic performance may not recover for the next 12 to 24 months.
William, for the moment, thank you very much indeed for that. That's William Yang, East Asia correspondent with Deutsche Welle, who's in Taiwan.